92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So the BBC nearly broke the outer web recently when they went public with the name and picture of the person who will be replacing Jodie Whittaker as the lead character of the sci-fi show Doctor Who. And a lot of people went out of their mind. Mostly good, couple not so good. The guy's name is Scooty Gatwa. I think that's how you say it. Apparently he's quite well known in the UK and Europe. And while this decision was made months ago, apparently somebody at the BBC decided they couldn't keep it a secret anymore. And this stuff drives me nuts. Many of you know that I'm a lifelong fan of Doctor Who since I was half my current size, and I really missed the surprise factor of the show. Because back then, you didn't know when someone was leaving, or what the latest monsters were going to look like, or that there was going to be a regeneration of the Doctor. Where is the surprise in knowing these things 2 years in advance? When I started watching the show in the 70s and through the 80s, you had to watch the show to find out when those things were happening. Back then, they might tell a magazine something that's coming up, but it would take them 2 months to publish it, and by then it happened on TV. Today, we're finding out about changes to TV shows and movies a year, even 2 years, before we get to see them. There's still one more big Doctor Who episode coming up with Jodie Whittaker this year, but we already know she's leaving, and that means there's going to be a regeneration, and the new guy's going to be starting the job, so why should I watch it now? Why? Come on, people, stop spoiling everything in the world. We don't want to know.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.